5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We live, baby. Woo!
It's
Dale
good
is the
to
man.
Be good.
Dale is the man with the plan, with the
yes.
Get to go.
Yes, sir. Go, Elmer.
We live.
You already know. How's it going? Happy Tuesday for those.
It's Tuesday today.
Hey,
my name is Elmer, like the glue.
And Danny, like the boy, Danny boy.
And this is the Better Like Podcast, and we are the Better Like
Podcasters. Right.
We are doing this right now with a Bluebird mic. Hopefully, we figured out the situation, and hopefully, it's like banging. It probably sounds like heaven. And if
hopefully,
it doesn't,
yeah.
We didn't get the specs right. We didn't.
But let's go ahead and kick it off with today's what of the day. Today's
BVD.
Today's Bible verse of the day. Today's theme topic, whatever you want to call it. Today we're going to be speaking over the theme of excellence, which I think is something you like. You like doing things
I
in
love
excellence.
Doing everything as excellent as you can.
And everything should be in excellence. So we're going to be reading from 2 Peter, as some people like to say, 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 3. And I read from NLT version. We're going to read 3 to 7. It says, "By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. There are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires." Verse 5.
Yeah.
"In view of all of this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge. And lastly, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone." What a
like
3 to 7 verses right there. That's just like bang, like spot on.
So Bible verses of the day.
In a sense. But it was, you had to read all of them to get that full nurture of what the word wants to say about how we should do things with love, with self-control, with being generous, and doing things excellence, having to do with your morals, with your knowledge, with love, brotherly affection, you know what I'm saying? And it really teaches us that God has given us everything that we need to live a godly life and to do it with excellence. And amazing. That's for us to not give excuses about, oh God, I can't do this of this quality, when we genuinely, we can. It's just we limit ourselves and we forget, you know, what the promises that God has for us, or the power that God has given us to live out that godly life.
I mean,
yeah, man, that's good stuff. And today,
yo,
we're talking about excellence.
My voice, for those that can tell, maybe I sound a little bit sick. And
wait,
if I try to talk really loud, I might crack my voice a little bit sometimes. But there's a reason why.
Yeah.
This past weekend was a pretty sick weekend.
It was very fun. It was
a lot, man. We had a special Veterans Day service at our church. We had this amazing speaker. I forgot his name. I feel horrible.
Carlos
something. He lost his legs and he preaches for the Lord. Anyways, we had a breakfast that day, but the night before the whole weekend was just packed.
Jam packed, man.
There was the Roar Rangers Training Academy. Tell them about that, Danny.
So pretty much
it's
called the JLTA, Junior Leadership Training Academy, with the Roar Rangers Ministry. And it's these camps that the boys do, not only outside activities that help them grow as a man, but also leadership skills in the church, in their schools, in their sports teams, so they can grow to become the leaders of today and tomorrow. And we can take advantage of these young people to teach them and show them the ways of how to be true men of God as they get older. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's 5 years, it takes 5 years to graduate. You start from 1, get to 5, and there's all different types of camps. My boy, along with me, we had the honor of bringing the Word of God Friday night.
You brought the Word. I was just your prop.
But it all works.
And prop.
Even if then it needs to be all in excellence. And I believe from my heart, we did it with excellence.
That's why
and
I lost my voice, because we did it with excellence.
Yeah, and like I threw the mic. I was like, I'm using my voice. And
let's run it down, though. He was talking about, give him the Try to be short, because really we're running out of
time. So pretty much it was
about your preaching.
It was called the name of the sermon was Warrior, Not Worrier, and it was pretty much about how we need to be warriors of God instead of worriers. And I talked about the story of Gideon and how you know God made Gideon a warrior from being the warrior he was.
So good.
And we called it. It was like a warrior night, and he was the warrior. We did dances, we did yells, the sermon was great, the administration of the Holy Spirit and the altar call was fantastic.
I've never ministered without a shirt on and in my underwear.
Don't say that.
Well, I was. Okay, let me tell you. Yeah. I was a warrior. I was the warrior example. And I came out, I started the sermon just coming out with fire, lighting up tiki torches, and like a spear. And basically, I did my makeup like this crazy, like guerrero. I looked like an Aztec warrior. My sister did the makeup, shout out. But she really did a good job. What I didn't notice was how long it was gonna take me to get off. It was straight makeup, and I basically painted my whole face black. But basically, so I was you know all painted up or whatever, and I was shirtless. This is an all guys camp, so it's you know it's okay.
Yeah, it was just boys.
So I was shirtless, and I had my underwear on, but over my underwear I had kind of like a thick long scarf that looked very tribally that I owned.
It was like he was wearing like a warrior samurai like skirt.
Yeah, and I killed it. I was also barefoot. And I literally just came in and I started saying a bunch of
dancing,
stuff.
Dancing, singing, I had music. It was a very illustrative, interactive type of sermon for these young boys to captivate them. Something that they'll remember, like, the next time they see us. Oh, I remember the sermon with the warrior and the yelling and the dancing and we did the thing together at the end of the service and the Lord moved and yada yada. So, you know, it's making something fun, making something Holy Spirit driven, doing it with excellence for these boys to understand that you can be young, but you can still serve the Lord and do things in excellence.
For real. I mean, we low-key, bro, like, we killed that. We killed that. And these kids really, I mean, I could sense it, bro, how appreciative they were, bro. How much they love. Even if I was, you know, praying for them without a shirt on, they didn't care, bro.
Yeah,
they
man.
Received, man, because of the word and because God wanted to do something for them. And I think that the Rangers is a great camp, a great opportunity, a great way, a great job, sorry, of preparing young leaders and young men to be excellent in everything.
Absolutely.
So that's legitness.
You know,
that's legitness.
And excellence calls for, you know, not just the church, but in all places, in your schools, with your families, and even in the workplaces.
So and hold on.
Speaking of workplaces.
Last time, two episodes, our first episode, I think we talked about how Danny Boy got a job at PacSun, right?
Yeah.
In this episode, we'll talk about how Elmer's Glue got a job at PacSun too.
And now we're running the place together. The 1-2 triple Mayweather combo, baby.
Bro, we literally, same bro, I don't know if those girls listening, but anyways.
But ladies and gentlemen.
We both got accepted to work for PacSun,
yes.
Man. So that's going to be exciting,
and it is
bro.
Cool. And
Seasonal.
But hopefully we can extend that. That's my plan for the moment. And I also work on Kanon too. So, but either way, speaking of excellence, you know, Black Friday holiday shopping is coming up, and you know,
how are you going to show excellence on that day? Because we're going to be actually. You don't work on Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, I do.
You do.
Yes, we'll be working together at like 1 or 2 hours maybe.
Hey.
And
so what's your attitude
on Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving?
That's, you know, because that kind of sucks.
It is rough, but in the sense it's like, you know, it needs to be, it's still a day of giving thanks. So it's like the time that I'll be able to spend with my family, I'm going to enjoy, I'm going to cherish it. I'm not going to be like butthurt as to, man, I can't spend the whole entire night with my family. But the time I can spend, I'm going to do it, you know, with a happy face, smiling, happy I can spend that time with my family, because there's, you know, families out there that can't spend time like that. And then I'm going to have to go to work, but it's having the same mentality. It's like, okay, I'm going to go in there smiling just how I was sharing with my family and enjoy with the family that we can create at PacSun.
Yeah.
And,
you know. That's exactly where I was going to go. Bro, we're getting
there,
though.
And, you know, just doing my job to the best of my ability and not being there because it's maybe a drag or because I could be at home still eating or watching football. But going in there like, okay, I'm going to knock this shift out. I'm going to make sure people can get their stuff. I'm going to make sure the store is looking good. As a team, you know, we're doing things together in, you know, one accord. So people come in, they can get in, get out, shop. And even just because we don't have sales, they'll want to come back because of the service that not only you or I could provide, but the whole team could provide for them to be like, wow, you know, not only is that a cool store, they got cool brands, cool names. But wow, the customer service really propelled me to want to come and shop here again.
For real. I think for me coming in, I'm trying to think, okay, because automatically it's Thanksgiving, bro. You're going to be away from your family for like that night, you know? And for a lot of people, that sucks, you know? And for those that say it doesn't suck, they're lying because they're low key hurt, you know.
Yeah. So what happens? Admit it. Yeah.
What happens is, or what I feel like happens is, people might be working that day, very upset, very sad, very like melancholy. Like, okay, yeah, they're making money, they're working, but like low key, they're like, man, I want to be with my family. Yeah. Like, I want to have a good time. Everyone else is having a good time. So my mentality for that day really is not for other people shopping, because the people shopping are the families. They're coming in together most of the time for Black Friday and Thanksgiving shopping. But for the people that work there, because they're young adults. They're young kids, you know, and everyone
especially
needs love, bro.
At Pacton, there are a lot of younger kids out there. Like, there's a good chunk of under 18, and maybe for them, at least for some people that I was, like, accepted with, like, young, as to, like, maybe this is the first time they won't spend Thanksgiving fully with their families, and, you know, maybe they don't know what's expected of them, and maybe they'll feel like, wow, man, I wish I could have just stayed with my family instead.
Yeah, I think this is a perfect moment where, a perfect example of, like, if we provide the excellence that God calls us to in whatever scenario, we can impact everybody.
And it's
we can be the example of excellence and love for everyone. For example, my favorite verse for the longest time ever, I'm trying to get rid of it, I'm trying to get another favorite verse, but like, it's just always in my head, and it's been in my head forever. It's been Colossians 3:23. And that's, in everything you do, do it with all your heart as you would for the Lord. And I think that this is a good example, because when you do something with all your heart, you show passion. When you show passion, it drives people. So I want to be that example of passion that people are like, why is this person so passionate about people? It's because I love Jesus.
And even people,
you know what I'm saying? And then there, boom,
and even
hit him with the right hook.
It's crazy because even people who don't love Jesus, I'm going to give a quick shout to my store manager at Cotton On. His name is Dan. That guy. I'm not sure if he goes to church
or
not.
Is that the ginger guy?
No.
He's kind of ginger, a little bit.
Orange. No, I think ginger is like culturally, we shouldn't say that. But anyway. But shout
out. Orange hair? No, orange, you don't say
redhead.
Orange
redhead.
Redhead.
Okay, yeah. So shout out to Dan, the store manager at Cotton On, because he is trying to create that, we can even call it culture of excellence at Cotton On. Because he knows a lot of the young guys at Cotton On won't be able to make it or spend that much time with their families because of the hours that are required at Cotton On, that he does a potluck. And he's like, I want you guys to bring what's culturally from your house. What is the special dish from your house?
Oh, Black Friday?
And Thursday and Friday.
So left
2 days.
Straight up.
Well, not necessarily that, but like bring in something, you know what I'm saying?
That's awesome, bro.
He's like, I want you to bring the family dish that your family has. Wherever you're from, however you're something, I want your dish. And he literally said, as a family, we're going to eat here together so you don't have to spend money at the food court. And we're going to eat. He said it. He's like, even though we're not going to have our families, we can create one here and enjoy time. So him going out of his way to not only give you hours, but even when you're working, give that sense of, hey, we're a unit. We can have our little work family dinner and enjoy the time that, even though we're working, we can spend here together and make the best out of that.
That's
moment.
Great leadership, by the way, that guy.
And dude, he's got passion, bro. To work, like, he flows when he makes conversation. Like, he's literally like the king of working the register and making you buy the $5 socks, the donation charity items in the front. Like, he's smooth. Like, his like routine is smooth, and I watch him and I learn, because I can make the small talk, I can do it at the register, but making them sign up for the perks I can do, but having to buy the socks or the charity, it gets a little rough in there, but he does it smooth. So shout out to him.
Yeah, it gets awkward a lot of times.
Well, it's just hard to put it in smoothly, and he does it good. And, you know, he's a really nice, friendly guy. And just giving shout out to him for, you know, showing that. Because a lot of managers might not do that. But, hey, bring it in to dinner. We're going to have a time to eat as a team before we start working. Or we're going to have a time maybe, like, give thanks or, you know, talk before we head out working. You know what I'm saying? Because maybe a lot of workplaces don't do that. They just care about the sales. They care about this. As long as we get the sales, who cares about the rest of you guys? But you never know.
Yo, we need to, I don't mean to be, like, a buzzkill.
No, that was good.
I'm just trying to transition into something else because we are rushed, man. We gotta do this a little more excellently.
So we're getting there. You know, it's a progress, and in progress you build excellence.
Pero like todo es un proceso.
Pero todo es un proceso.
Oh, that's what it was. Shout it out real quick. What's our social media that they can follow us?
Follow us on Twitter at Better Like Podcast that we're currently live on. So for anyone that maybe tuned in and we're not aware, shout out to you guys watching on the Twitter live stream. I think it's Periscope, if I'm not mistaken. That thing.
Yeah, it's zero.
It could be. I don't know who's watching. I don't know if anyone's watching.
Well, it could be zero or eight.
Or two. But if anyone's watching, shout out to you guys. We're live on Twitter. You can follow us. Just search Better Like Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the Anchor app where we first started. And, you know, we're just trying to, like he said, it's a process, but building our excellence, man. Yes. From the equipment to the way we talk smoothly, to the topics, to getting guests, to making new types of segments, and just really making this an excellent type of program or just podcast that we dream about, that we would want, so that when we really got this down packed and we put it out, people are gonna be like, wow. They didn't just start this yesterday. They've been building this process.
I want to have fun. Excellence. I want people that are listening to enjoy it, and I want them to grow, and I want us to grow. And absolutely. I think that's the goal.
And it goes back and forth. You to us to you. You know what I'm saying?
You to us, man. And us to you.
Bro, what's up?
Let's do something real fun real quick, bro. We could do two things, bro.
Okay.
I'll just leave it up in the air. We could surprise call Alex, Pastor Alex. We've been trying to get on the show as a voice guest, special guest, whatever. And or maybe we could do a freestyle like last time. Oh, okay. We're trying to call.
No, don't say that. Video call him in the middle.
Do it.
No, I feel bad.
No, just do Pastor Alex. Just call him real quick. Come on, let's try this again. Hopefully, my dude will pick up the phone.
FaceTime or?
Yeah, FaceTime.
Okay, we'll try.
And then you can put it right here so we can talk to him. But yeah. And now, time for our sponsors. Brought to you by Colgate, Goya, Sazón, Adobo,
Nike, Adidas,
Conflay. Come on.
I thought he's gonna answer. He's probably like, why have they been calling me the last few days?
Oh, man.
But in the meanwhile,
enjoy a Danny freestyle talk.
No, that's
not freestyle talk. Freestyle talk. What are they called? Little poems?
Oh, spoken word?
Spoken word, bro.
Okay.
Ready?
My sister's actually good at these, so I'm a little ashamed. Go. Excellence.
Wait, let me give you a topic. Excellence. And I gotta add something else in there. Excellence. And chubby bunnies. You gotta mention chubby bunnies in your excellence.
Okay.
Your excellent thing. Ready, set, go.
It was a normal Thursday afternoon in Bogota, Colombia. School was over. I had a day out with my students. And they said, Chubby Bunny is the way to go. And I said, Chubby Bunny? Why must we do Chubby Bunny? It's like, because we must do Chubby Bunny. And I told myself, I will show these kids the American way of doing Chubby Bunny. I took them to the grocery store. I bought the marshmallows, the expensive kind. And I took them. And I told myself, 50 marshmallows? 50 Chubby Bunny marshmallows? Nothing is impossible for my Lord. I will do this Chubby Bunny with excellence. Marshmallow after marshmallow after marshmallow stuffing my face. Marshmallow gushing down my cheeks. The stickiness, the gooiness, not being able to breathe out my mouth. It was all you heard as I choked on nearly every marshmallow possible. But yet, Did I cry? No. Did I lose? No. I put every possible, every last marshmallow in my mouth. Wow. I repeated Happy Bunny every single time. Why? Because I pursue excellence in everything I do. So Chubby Bunny will not defeat me.
But the Chubby Bunny,
I will dominate. Thank you.
Wow, dude. That's low-key really good, bro.
What?
What?
Oh my goodness.
That was low-key really, really good.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh, bro. Dang. I got distracted.
Number. I have his
you
number.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I think he would be a great one.
But he's not going to answer me. He's going to be like, why is this guy calling? He probably didn't have my number saved.
Oh, no, it's okay. Then he'll answer it normal. Because if it's me, he'll do something crazy. All right. Find it. We're going to call another person because we really want to just get somebody else in here with a quick segment, 3-minute segment about what they think about excellence. And this guy, let me tell you, is an excellent guy, an excellent leader.
FaceTime.
Hardworking.
Or, no, not FaceTime.
No, just call regular. And we're talking about Ezra Nehemiah.
They'd be like, what is excellence? In your Indian voice.
What is that?
No. Hello, is this Ezra Nehemiah? Hello, Ezra Nehemiah. Right now, we just want to ask you a quick question. It is your boy Elmer, Elmer's Glue, and your boy Danny.
Danny, like the boy.
And we are you are live right now in our podcast show, and I'm not kidding. You are live on our podcast show, and we just got a quick question for you because you are an excellent pastor, an excellent leader for the university. So we're talking about excellence, and I really just want to hear just 2 minutes about what excellence is to you.
Oh, what is excellence for me? I'll tell you, Mr. Elmer, excellence is about caring enough to do whatever it takes. And be responsible and accomplish what God has put before you. You know, like, you have people that can do great things and amazing things, you know, and succeed in life. And I think that Christians, sometimes they lack that. And it's not because they're incapable or unable, but it's actually because we don't care enough. And I think that God, specifically, you know, in Hispanic, Latino community, is looking for people that are willing to care. Because when you care, you're willing to sacrifice, you're willing to nourish, you're willing to be patient and be part of a process. And I think that the challenge is like, you know, as we are people that are thriving for excellence, at the same time, we don't sacrifice people on the way. So we just need to create that balance that we can still do things, you know, with great care and excellence, but at the same time, care for the people that are making those things happen. And from a pastoral kind of point of view, sometimes you need to take some time of, like, almost not sacrifice excellence, but sacrifice what you think is your standard to see other people growing. You know, we need to leave that margin of growth, and then teach people how to continue and grow in the talents and the gifting that God has placed within them. So, I don't know. You want to ask me something else?
Wow. No. Honestly,
somebody get the fire extinguisher because that was hot.
No, honestly, that was so good. I didn't expect that, bro. You mentioned a couple of things that really, really
stood out
for me really quick. You mentioned about caring. And I think that, you know, knowing you, you were one of my leaders, and you still continue to be a leader and a friend. But when you are caring for people, how does that impact the community and love and, you know, showing the example through a process? Because I know that you've gone through a process of a lot of hard work and excellence with your time at Southeastern University. Because you have built a ministry called OLA, and now you are continuing to further as the missions director for the university. And, you know, when you're dealing with so many people and so many things and so much growth, you really, really want to care. And through your process, tell me about, like, that caring, that love sense. Just anything that comes to your mind real quick.
Yeah, I'll say for first thing I'll say is, I mean, people follow vision and people follow people that care and love them. And I think that when you are leading and you are continuously expressing or creating a culture where people feel appreciated around you and that you're doing it not well, you know, I think it's very typical to see like leadership that, you know, that probably, you know, wants to get something out of you. So they're just probably, you know, like blessing you or like opening doors for you, but because they want something out of you. But when you see kind of leadership that is pouring, investing, not necessarily because they will get something out of you, but because they truly love who you are and not what you do, I think that people or this generation, when they see them, and they really embrace that, and they are willing to follow, and they really, you know, are willing to work hard. And I think that as a leader, when you keep that culture and people feel loved and feel cared, by the same time you start creating vision, you make sure that you're not creating your own vision, but you're asking God that question: God, how can I please your heart? How can I partner with your dreams, not our dream, but his dream, and basically take God's dream into fruition, and people see what God is seeing, and people feel what God is feeling, and you as a leader are able to communicate that to them.
Yeah.
People don't want to be part of your vision. People want to be part of God's vision. People don't want to be part of your dream. People want to be part of God's dream. And I think when you create a culture like that where people feel loved, appreciated, and they see the vision that comes from God and not from a person, you know, it's something, you know, people want to feel part of something beyond their capacities. And then I think that there was a times like you're acting on faith. You're walking on faith. You're doing things not necessarily by your capacities, but in responsibility, you know. And God, I think that there's something spiritual that happens when you give all of the things that God has put in your hands, and you have faith. Like, literally, God honors that, and that he puts a favor and grace about that. So, I don't know. This is kind of a cool spiritual journey where you love it, and it's very relational, very practical, but then you have faith, and you bring that spirit-led principle, and then God starts unleashing and depositing so many things that honors that. God honors faith. God is looking for people that are willing to believe, people that are willing to constantly sacrifice and put him for themselves. And I think when you tell people, hey, it's not about you, it's not about me, but about what God is doing in this place, in this church, in this city, in this university, or in the nations of the world, man, like God blesses that, and he starts manifesting. So I think that as leader, we just need to cultivate the purity of our intentions and the purity of our desires and of our goals, because I think that the very same moment that we start making things about ourselves and about our ambition is that moment where God's glory departs, and that moment where God's favor is like, hey, how can I bless something that is, you know, has selfish intentions and does not glorify me? So of course, it's challenging, because when you're working with relationships, you know, it takes time, it takes failure, it takes, you know, moments of, you know, trust. But I think when you fail as a leader, but
yeah,
people
talk
love
about
you,
it doesn't
matter. You know, I have the confidence that, you know, as a human right now, I have so many weaknesses. Give me a second, because this is live, but I'm saying bye to someone. See you, Tato, love you. I have the confidence that in my weaknesses, and, you know, I'm perfect man by any say, but I try to please God, but of course I get angry, I get frustrated, sometimes I say things that I shouldn't, you know, probably be saying. But the days that I fail, the days that I do something that is incorrect, I know that the people around me, because they love me, they will be a support system. They're rather a court of judge for me. You know, and I think that's so sad, because, you know, like, I try to keep a circle of accountability in many areas of my life. different situations, you know, different people. Not everyone, you know, like, knows everything about me, but I'll tell you that all the people around me know a little bit of me in different areas. So, you know, I create relationships built on trust and accountability. So I was just very sad to see so many great leaders, and you see pastors and people that were thriving, and suddenly one day they're like, oh my God, what happened to them? And, you know, why did they fail? And now no one likes them and all that stuff, because they never build that relationship of trust and care, you know, with the people around them. So now they found themselves in a lonely place. And, of course, leading is hard, but I'm in a place where I'm like, honestly, I know that the people around me are loving me and respect who I am, even with my weaknesses.
That's so good. I real quick, what you just told me, you said a lot and really good stuff, but you mentioned, man, how important it is to have a support system. And I think for you to create a culture of excellence in whatever ministry, you do need a team that is totally transparent and totally loving and totally, like you said, not a court of judge, you know, but people that will lift each other up. Ezra, thank you so much for being part of our Fuego 5-minute phone call. We can call it that.
Yes,
Fuego
sir.
5-minute phone call. And thank you so much. How can we reach you on social media for anyone that listens? Go ahead.
Go to Ezra V. That's my Insta handler. That's how you say it, Ezra Viv. And, you know, I barely use Facebook, but
there you go. That's it? Only Instagram? No Twitter?
Not Twitter, no. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Twitter.
Thank you so much, Ezra.
Hi, homie.
Much love. Thank you for being our official first guest on our podcast. And we will talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Okay. Love you guys.
Take care, man.
Peace.
Wow, talk about 5 minutes of fuego. The library studio is burning down, ladies and gentlemen.
Put an instrumental, because we got to break this thing down and get out of here.
Oh my goodness, that was phenomenal. And just being able to hear something from someone like that on how to build and what it takes to build a culture of excellence in all spheres.
And
of
I've been, you know, in the past 5 years, I've been under his leadership and noticed how important it really is to have that instrumental or something. And how important it is to have a family sense, a family unit, to grow and to do things excellent. Because you can't do it by yourself. Pastors, anyone, pastor listening to me, any youth pastor, any youth leader, you can't do it yourself. You need a family. You need to grow together, and you need to do it together, hardworking.
Yes. So for that, we're gonna wrap this up. Freestyle edition. It's gonna be a freestyle of excellence. Prayer to God, please, hopefully.
Boom.
So let's get it. Hopefully commercials didn't come up. Oh, no commercials.
Yeah. Hey,
what? It's the what? It's the Better Life Podcast. Hey. Bricks make that
weight flip. Oof. Better Like, am I doing it excellently? Better Like, man, I just wanna excellently. I wanna do it excellently. I wanna do it excellently. Everything I do, I wanna please the Lord and not me. Please the Lord, not others. You see?
Okay, let me tell you.
Ooh, yeah.
The Bible says how to do it. Ooh, love, peace, self-control. Ooh, that's what I'm gonna do. Ooh, show you how I do it. Yeah, bro. Excellent is my way. Yo, about to build that culture with my bro. Don't forget about my church, bro.
Todos lo hacemos como excelente. Tú sabes que cuando me pongo de mente, aunque te ronco, yo sigo ronco. Y sabes que siempre yo ando presente con Jesucristo a mi lado. Siempre conmigo, siempre conmigo a mi lado, con un equipo que está bien loco. Tú sabes que estamos locos, pero seguimos creciendo, pues poco a poco, creating a culture of unity, excellence flow, and you just know we do it loco. We do it for the Lord.
Yeah.
We do it for the Lord.
That's right.
It's the Better Life Podcast.
Who?
Better Life Podcast.
Who
Better
is the Better Life? Better Life? Hey, it's the Better Life Podcast.
Better Life.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. Better Life.
Excelente.
Hey, yeah.
Better Life
Excelente.
Podcast.
What?
Excelente.
How?
I said, Lechi, I'm gonna pull out the Portuguese.
Hey.
Should I pull out the Portuguese?
Try for, I don't know. One, two.
Okay. Como que você quer que eu faça? Excelente. É verdade que eu pode falar. Excelente. Pode ser que eu pode falar muito devagar, mas não importa porque eu sei muito, não mentirá. Hey.
Okay. Better Life Podcast. Follow us on the Twitter at what?
At
Better Life Podcast.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, guys.
It's Elmer.
And it's Danny. And thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you really enjoy our content, you should check us out on
Apple,
on Google,
Spotify,
and so many other ways that you can reach us, such as the Anchor app that where we started. So if you really want to keep following us, you can check us out on Twitter at Better Like Podcast. And on all those other platforms that we just mentioned, you can check us out by just simply searching Better Like Podcast. So I really hope you enjoy.
Thank you so much again, and please remember to subscribe, follow, and comment and review. Let us know what you think about it. Any questions you guys, any topics you guys want us to cover, we're willing and we are ready. Please continue to grow with us and continue to have fun with us.
Thank you so much, and God bless you guys.